Hi, this is Paul Burton at the Hamilton Spectator with my column for February 26, 2016. More than a half century ago, a young boy named Marvin Rosensheen made his first fortune on the rough and tumble streets of Hamilton. "We were poor," recalls Rosensheen. "I would make money any way I could, snow shoveling, singing Christmas carols door to door." And so the newspaper business beckoned. In those days, adults and children would stand on street corners in downtown Hamilton hawking newspapers. You had to be on your toes, and you had to keep up with demand and competition. "Everybody wanted to sell newspapers," says Rosensheen. After all, this was 1948, long before the internet, before television even. If you didn't get a newspaper delivered, you took one home at the end of the day. Then, as now, the desire for news was insatiable. Somehow, Rosensheen, at only 8 years old, managed to carve out a spot and maintain it on the busiest corner of them all, King and James Streets in Hamilton. "It was the best place in town," he says. Rosensheen now lives in Toronto, Florida, but visits Hamilton regularly. Quote, "It was competitive, especially on that corner. The bigger guys tried to push me out, but I stood my ground," end quote. He got roughed up a few times, but with a little help from some nearby merchants, a few Spectator employees, and especially his loyal customers, he managed to thrive at the prime location. Today, the Spectator struggles to find people to sell or deliver newspapers. Back then, hawkers lined up outside the downtown printing plant to get them hot off the press. Quote, "I would pick up 20 papers. It was all I could carry, and then I would go back with the profits and buy more," says Rosensheen. The lines could be long, and people would shove and jockey for position, bullying boys like Rosensheen to get the first papers. And no wonder. Quote, "It was an easy sell," he says. "The Spectator was such a popular paper. You could get the New York Times, the Toronto Star, and others at the newsstand at the Royal Connaught Hotel," he says. "And there was a corner store nearby that sold papers, but most Hamiltons reached then, as now, for the Spectator." It helped that Rosensheen was one of the most vocal hawkers. Quote, "I made myself heard. I can still hear myself cry, Spectator, Spec, get your Spec here." Each copy cost Rosensheen 5 cents, and he would resell them for 8 cents. Quote, "But most customers gave me a dime. The tips were great, and they would buy only from me." Rosensheen sold newspapers on street corners and later home delivery for 7 years. Quote, "It was a wonderful opportunity in my life and an incredible experience. I built up a bank account," end quote. Today, a few hawkers endure, but newspaper boxes are now easily accessible, and most newspapers are delivered at home. Meanwhile, TV screens are pervasive on buildings, at bus stops, in restaurants and elevators, and many people simply read their phones even while walking. The news today comes at us constantly, and the world of hawkers is but a fading memory. For thespec.com, this is Paul Burton.